All right, finishing on time. The time is 6 o'clock. Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. You are listening to KOOP, Hornsby Austin. I don't know if that crap, though. Very nice guess. Let's start the Mascot Wedding Show, and let's start it off with...
Can you read that?
Foster the People. I can't read the name.
That's fine. This is off their album. Torches is Helena Beat. More Mascot Wedding Show to come, right, David?
Sure. Time is 6:05 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. OP, anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. Hey, you also want to tweet at us? Please do. We're at Mascot Wedding.
Yes,
yes,
we are.
And I got it open right now, actually, to... it's actually Hamina's page. I guess she was the last one to use the iPad.
Oh, sure. Well, let's read her friends then.
Someone said, take a detour, go to Area 51, and then tell me if you get abducted. Because, fun fact, friend of the show, Jimena, is in California. She's in California right now.
That's right, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, yeah, at Mascot Wedding. We're on Twitter. If you tweet at us, I will read at us.
Yeah. Become a part of the show interactively. I hated that. Why did I say that?
We're on the information superhighway, David. What's that? Oh, my neck exploded. How are you, David?
I'm doing pretty great. I'm getting used to sweating. I missed it so much, but now I'm in that level where I don't mind it. And, in fact, I kind of love it.
Really? Because I felt the exact opposite today. Because earlier, what did we do earlier today?
Earlier today, we went to Franklin Barbecue for the first time.
Yes. In case people don't know what Franklin Barbecue is and its whole deal.
Mm-hmm. Franklin Barbecue is a place that opens at 11 a.m., but they close when the meat runs out. And they don't keep an infinite supply of meat, so it'll end up closing around noon, 12:30, stuff like that. So... it's become quite the scene. So people will get there early and like line up. And we got there at about, I'd say, 10:30. And we barely made the cut. But yeah, it's, you know, part of the appeal is that it's excellent barbecue. And I got to tell you, I wanted to hate it just because of that. Just because of all the word of mouth.
But you wanted to... tell everyone the Emperor's got no clothes.
Exactly. But damn if that wasn't really good barbecue.
It was really good barbecue. And it's, I don't know if you guys know this, but it's ATX Sketchfest weekend.
That's right.
The Austin Sketch Festival, brought to you by Cold Town Theater, is going on this weekend. We did a show last night. Ha ha.
Yeah. I don't want to rub it in, but we kind of killed. So.
But there's some other shows going on, if that's your thing, they are really funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's a couple guys in town, audience of two.
Mm-hmm.
And we went...
they're from New York.
They're from Brooklyn.
If you're okay with that.
They were like, they really want to go to a place that's only sold black and white cookies. But we're like, we'll go to barbecue. Yeah. So we went there with them. And at the end, they were like, hey, man, I can't finish this meat.
Mm-hmm.
Will you take it? And at the time, I'm full of meat.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so full of brisket. So I was like, no, I don't want it. But good GD. If I don't wish I had said yes to that.
Oh, no. I wanted to say yes from Jump Street. I wanted that meat very badly, and I was full of meat, but that seemed...
You want to take another dude's meat?
Right. Thank you for that.
That was awful. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But no, I mean, there are guests in this town. They're going to want it later, just as much as we wanted it later.
Yeah, exactly. The reason I said no to the meat... was the same reason he thought he didn't want it.
Uh-huh. It would have seemed improper, like some weird international custom.
If you did take that dude's meat, then he would have later on been like, why did I give that meat away?
Mm-hmm. And I would have had to like buy him a drink or something. Yeah. And I'm not going to do that.
You say that. These are people you really enjoyed hanging out with today.
They're actually some of the nicest people, yes.
Audience of two.
And I probably would end up buying them a drink before the end of the night.
Yes, I'm probably going to go to some more Austin Sketchfest shows tonight.
Yeah, I will be there too if you want to shake my hand or give me a hug.
But you guys should go. Do we make money off the Valley Girl Prom?
Well, I mean, it's a benefit for co-op.
Okay, then yeah, I can tell people to go to it, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, then you guys should go to the Valley Girl Prom. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's happening.
Now I'm nervous.
That's happening tonight. Well.
Well, there'll be more information about it later in the show.
Okay.
Sponsor, help out co-op.
Yeah, exactly.
You dudes.
You dummies.
Yeah, okay, but here's the thing. So to get into Franklin, we had to wait outside of it for, would you say, an hour and a half?
Yes.
And just waiting out in the hot, hot sun, and then, you know, I just gorge on super delicious barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Best in town, though?
That was, I think, the best brisket in town.
See, I had a problem with the brisket. I told you this. It was a little too seasoned.
That's the reason I liked it.
But as far as the actual construction of the meat, it melted in my mouth.
Oh,
it was fantastic.
It was weird. It was like cotton candy.
And the turkey was
They served it to you on a paper torch.
How's that now?
I'm going to stop talking.
All right.
Which is, I can't, though. It's radio. But so I'm hot, I'm full of food, and I go home. And I lie down and I watch a movie on Netflix, Hard Life, guys. This is really a first world problem, by the way.
My goodness, were you hiding in the attic the whole time?
Shut up. And so I go home and I shower again, and then it's time for me to come to two showers in one day. Mm-hmm. This really is just awful, conspicuous consumption. And so I knew I had to get in my car to come to co-op, but like the thought of walking outside in the hot, hot heat, I was like, no, I don't want to.
Right.
It was like going, it was like as a little kid, and you knew you were going to go to the dentist or something like that. And I was just kind of like, do I have to get sweaty again? And sure enough, I own an automobile and I drive it fast. However, I got a decent deal on it. And one of the reasons why is because it has leather seats.
Mm-hmm.
And strangely enough, nobody else wanted to buy this thing. And they're super cold in winter. It's like the opposite. Yeah, it's like a thermos. It's like, if it's cold in the winter, the seats are ice cold. If it's really hot in the summer, it'll burn you through your jeans.
Right.
And so you get in the stuffy hot car, and you're also sitting on the leather seats. It's just like, oh, I'm sick of the hot already. I guess what I'm saying is I should have worn shorts today.
But then you would have literally stuck to your seats. Like, we would have had to...
Oh, that would have been worse.
Yeah, see, that's the leather seat gambit. Is in the summer, when you want to wear shorts and common sense tells you to wear shorts... You can't. That's the worst thing you can do.
By the way, oh, Jessica Hamilton, who was also there along with Lance Gilstrap and Emma Holder.
Jesus, drop it.
Yeah, well, you know, she tweeted at us.
Okay.
And she said that we can have her leftovers.
Yes. Is that true? Is that true?
She did, yeah.
She might be playing with us.
Oh.
But if that's true, mamacita.
And also...
I'm going to get a severe case of meat mouth later.
We also got another tweet. Which, let me see here. Hold on.
Is this spam?
It's from our friend Kobe.
Oh, sure. Hey.
And he says, this is a quote from our show. If I took that guy's meat, I'd have to buy him a drink later. It's so great out of context. I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Yeah. But it was clearly in context.
Oh, yeah, it was in context. Yeah.
That's a weird practice to just take things out of context.
Hey, Kobe. Wink.
But yeah, it was excellent stuff. I begrudgingly hand them the baton of meatdom. I don't know.
Would I wait in line again for it? I didn't think I would, but honestly, it wasn't until this is, oh, if you want something out of context, It wasn't until I was taking my second shower of the day. I was in the shower. I was like, oh man, I'd go for some more meat. Like, no, but really, it's like because the brisket had a, it's like food talk.
Yeah.
I hope Taco the Town with Pete Mendez isn't going to get mad.
Oh, geez.
But the burned part of the brisket or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that, the end of the elbow.
Sure, I know what you're talking about. The butt.
Yeah, the butt had it was a nicely seasoned top there. Mm-hmm. And that, when it hit the mouth, that was good stuff. But there's a dark side to Franklin barbecue.
Yes.
Because I went home and took a nap, and I had, you know, keep in mind, my body's just full of this delicious BBQ'd meat. I had the scariest dream in the world.
Really?
Rush, are you looking for your CD, Rush? It's right there.
Yeah.
You want to? Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for the walk-on part, Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. No, it's oh, talk to us while we're on there. That's great. No, just okay.
What were we talking about? Do you just want to start the show over? Can we just do that?
For folks at home, Rush Evans is in here ruining our show. But yeah, so I had this barbecue, and my body is 90% of it made up of barbecue when I get home, and I had the worst dream. So here's the dream. And by the way, I know that telling you, people are usually like, oh, you know, oh, I can't believe I dreamed this. You can dream anything, so it doesn't matter. But shut up. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I are at a comedy club.
Okay.
And there's a guy I don't recognize. No, excuse me. There's a guy I recognize, but I can't remember his name. I'm like, hey, Dave, what's his name? And everyone makes fun of me for not knowing his name. Seriously, you guys are hounding me. Mm-hmm. And so you and I are, and I eventually walk out because I'm like, oh, I'm sick of people making fun of me. And so it's like, hey, did you find out the guy's name? And I'm like, no. Will you tell me? And you're like, no, I won't, Mac. And I go, F you. And then you said, F me back. Oh. And then you threw a rock at me.
Yeah.
And so I'm mad and I'm leaving a mall, which I guess it was.
Sure.
And I've been drinking and it's raining. So I'm in a car and I'm drunk driving in this dream.
Ugh.
And then lightning strikes and blows up my car.
Wow.
I drive away from it once. So the second time it didn't hit, but it hit close enough and it blew up my car. And I was in kind of a coma for a while.
Hmm.
And I woke up bed drenched in sweat.
Jeez.
It's like... So yeah, I guess if you're going to eat barbecue, a big chunk of it, stay active, folks.
actually, I had a...
Took the meat of Freddy Krueger.
I also fell asleep and took a nap, but I had a dream that a friend of mine came to town and we went and had barbecue. That was a pleasant dream.
Oh, boo. Why couldn't we switch dreams? Next time, can you pop into my dream?
Again, really, we got to work on this context.
All right. But yeah, at Mascot Wedding, yes. If you would like to tweet at us like... Some people have. Oh, there's something else I wanted to talk to you about that.
Was it about barbecue? Because I could talk about that all damn day.
So where is the best barbecue in town for you then?
That is an excellent... I was actually sort of wondering that. Because here's the thing. Franklin was great, but I don't know if I'd wait in line. Let me qualify that. I would because if I was with friends, because I had such a great time waiting in line with everybody today. But if it was just me waiting for food... I'm an adult, and I live in a country where meat is readily available. I could easily go somewhere else, and I think I would. But with that said, who has the best barbecue in town? I don't know. That's a very difficult question to answer.
You do get super hungry by the time you get up to order.
That's true.
It's almost like they've...
It's the perfect setup.
They've read our book.
Actually, you know what? I know I'm going to catch hell for this because I've had... Really great experience. I've had nothing but great experiences here, but I know people who have had the worst experiences here. I love Uncle Billy's. I think Uncle Billy's is the best barbecue in town.
Uncle Billy's. I ate there once. It was all right.
See, that's the thing. No, but I loved it. Loved it like crazy. But that said, I also don't like barbecue that people love in this town. I don't want to name names because I think some of them help co-op out. But yeah.
I like most barbecue.
It's really hard to go wrong with barbecue.
That's that one place that had that awful barbecue with the awful service we actually talked about on the air.
See, I didn't think that was awful barbecue. I just thought it was really? The worst service ever.
No, it was pretty bad.
Dig through the archives, find out what it is.
So I'm going to put a topic on the table. Is that okay with you?
Please do.
Okay. Topic time. God, I got the weird day sweats now.
And we're off.
I'm going to ruin this board. Lance Killstrap, a guest on the show. And I were talking about something, and we started talking about, he mentioned this quote from Jaws.
Okay.
Jaws the movie where...
Oh, Jaws the movie.
The one guy, yeah, not Jaws the...
Actually, it's a book, too. That
I, yeah. All right. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm not firing right now. Sorry. Yeah, so from Jaws, this guy goes, hey, it's a tiger shark. And this guy goes, it's a what? And he really likes the way he says that.
Sure.
And he was talking about Paula Tompkins, a comedian, is obsessed with that line. And he has also said he was obsessed with a line a lot of people really enjoy from Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try your hand at it?
Sure. Wait. Is she a great big fat person?
Like that line right there. And we started talking. And so, like, the topic is, what are some movie lines, not necessarily like great movie quotes, like, you know, it's like a, you know, where it's really super deep thing or something.
Yeah, not just necessarily like, the ones that... are, you know, immersed in pop culture, you know, sort of like the Say Hello to My Little Friend, but the ones that get you every time.
Yeah. Like, for instance, in Star Wars, there's a part that is pointed out by hero of the show, Tom Sharpling,
mm-hmm.
where Darth Vader, he's in the trench run.
Yes.
And the Millennium Falcon comes in and shoots whatever his little, like, modified TIE fighter is.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, what? Like that.
Yes, it's the only time he shows emotion in the movie. And it's just like, it's almost cowering. He's like, what?
Yeah, instead of like, who dares? Or something like that. He's
right.
Like, huh? What?
What's that now?
What's going on? What's happening? And so, yeah, stuff like that. For instance, another Star Wars one that I always liked was, so they're planning the raid on the Death Star.
Yes.
And so, you know, Luke Skywalker has joined the Rebel Alliance, mm-hmm. and they, you know, they dressed him up in a flight suit, and he's sitting there. Or I don't know if he's in a flight suit at this point, actually. Okay. And so they're showing the plans to blow up the Death Star, and she's like, you know, there's a space 2 meters wide, and some guy goes like, 2 meters wide? That's impossible. Luke Skywalker goes, that's not impossible. I used to bullseye womp rats back home on my T-16, and they weren't supposed to, I used to bullseye womp rats back home on my T-16, and they weren't much bigger than 2 meters.
Yes.
Which I always like that line, because it's like, he's such a farm boy when he says that. Imagine, all right, if you want to like put it in context, like let's say they were planning the raid on air raid on Tokyo.
Yes.
Like after Pearl Harbor, like we only have like, you know, 9 or 19 seconds, whatever it is, over Tokyo to launch our bombs. Then you might run out of gas, and somebody like, make it back home. I was like, 19 seconds, that's impossible. And some guy was like, I used to shoot rats in a ditch back home. Like that was the equivalent. It's like they're planning to blow up a moon-sized battle station.
Yeah.
And this farm boy raises, this guy from a desert, raises his hand and he's like, I used to shoot basically rodents back home on me. It's like, so we could probably blow this up. Everyone else had to be like, hey, shut up!
I know how we can defeat the Nazis. I used to go catfish noodling.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, that's, Clem.
It was like, it's kind of a great character line because, like, you know, he's this guy who like wants adventure so much and everything, and it's like, you know, and he's so wide-eyed, and he really wants to believe everything, but at the same time, shut your mouth.
Uh-huh. That's, and also, it's delivered by... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, if I was next to him, I would just would have been like, hey, shut your mouth. Shut it.
Cool it, hill person. Yeah, exactly. Nobody cares.
That's what I would say.
But there's another great line in Star Wars, or there's another line that I think everybody loves, where he gets scolded by Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
God.
And he goes, but I want to go to the Tosche station and get some power converters.
So whiny.
And there's so many great lines in Star Wars because they weren't really great actors. Like, Alec Guinness was a great actor, mm-hmm. but everybody else, like, if you go back and watch that thing, Harrison Ford's dripping with charisma, but he's never really been a great actor. Like, and watching the Star Wars movies, and then especially watching, like, the prequels, like, it's almost as if David Mamet is directing the Star Wars movies. He's just like, just say the lines, all right? Just don't add any inflection or drama, or don't act. Just say my lines. And you kind of have to with these dumb lines. Like, if you're reading that script in, like, the 70s and, like, we're going to go into production, and you read, but I wanted to go to the Tosche station to get some power converters, I'd walk off the set. I wouldn't know what the hell we were making. But, yeah, Mark Hamill, not very good, but he's not very good in a great way.
In Star Wars... the original movies as opposed to the prequels.
Sure.
You had characters that kind of had a bit of an attitude,
mm-hmm.
which it sounds pretty crappy. Like, she's a princess, but no one's saving her. She's doing the saving.
Yeah.
And, like, he's a hero, but he's who looks out for only one thing, himself. You know, it's like, those are kind of cliches, but it worked.
Yeah.
And it kind of grounded this giant, like, space opera or whatever. But in the prequels, all these characters were really flat, and you were sort of missing this Han Solo type.
Absolutely.
Like, well, another line that I really liked from, it was from Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people like this too, is when he cuts open the Tauntaun and he goes, I thought these things smelled bad on the outside. Like, I love just saying that. Uh-huh. He'd be like, it's like, I thought this car was hot on the outside.
But this isn't necessarily just about Star Wars quotes.
Here's other quotes. Hold on, here we go. William Blair, I think. Let me click on his name. Friend of the show, is that him?
Is that W.A.?
It's W.A. Blair.
It totally is, yeah.
Okay, yeah. At W.A. Blair says, two fighters against a Star Destroyer from Empire Strikes Back. That's a pretty good one, too. I like from RoboCop.
Yes.
A lot of people like the line...
Bees leave.
Bees leave.
Yes.
And, you know, B is short for something. Yeah. B, star, star, star. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But I was always more of a fan of when the guy goes, go Robo.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just, he's like the... it's like RoboCop's walking for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And you get this, like, real just super corporate lackey, Johnson, his character's name in the movie. And he sees RoboCop, and he's, like, clapping, and he stops, and he goes, go Robo. And it's just, it's so 80s. It's so, such a great line.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
I'm trying to think of lines that have stuck with me, like, have just sort of seeped into my casual conversation. 4725667, what has stuck with you that normally should not have stuck with people?
Yeah, or at Mask Gathering. Tell you what, while you're thinking of that, we'll be thinking of that. We're also going to take a Blake. Whoa! Someone's out of control narcissist, apparently. I'm sorry to say my own name, but yeah, you can call us, of course, on the Bronwyn and Blake phone lines.
Yeah, but we're not answering off air, so you wait till after this song.
Nice try.
Become a part of the show, jerk.
Nice try. What do you got for us?
I'm on CD1. I've got the Wigs. No, hang on.
Uh-oh.
Hang on.
Boing.
Ugh, I do have the Wigs, though.
You're a scum.
It's from the In the Dark album. This is I Don't Even Care About the One I Love. War Mascot Wedding Show coming up after this. And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake.
And we just heard the Wigs from their In the Dark album. That was I Don't Even Care About the One I Love.
Yep. And right now we got a topic out there for everybody. And it's talking about some movie lines that you're obsessed with.
Yes.
And we're talking off the break. Talking off the air during the break. And I sort of phrased it a better way, which these are lines, at least some examples we've given so far, where it's not so much what they said, it's how they said it.
Yeah. It's really the perfect match of actor and line.
Yeah, because, for instance, the Han Solo quote from Empire Strikes Back, like, I thought these things smelled bad on the outside. Like, if he said that, I wouldn't be doing it, talking about it here today. But since he gave it the, I thought these things smelled bad on the outside.
Yeah.
That's great.
And really, it's also just about, like, almost utilitarian, like, accessible quotes. Like, things that have managed to make their way into your everyday conversation.
Like, for instance, there's a lot of really stupid lines in Transformers that I hated at the time. Oh, do you see this right here?
No, I don't.
This is a pretty good one from Kobe. He tweeted and he says, of course, this is of course one. Thank you, Kobe. Bill Paxton in Aliens.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, which is...
Like, it's game over, man. Game over.
Yeah, totally. Game over, man. Game over.
Which is so funny because he doesn't like... He's never really talked like that in a movie, but he has just become synonymous with this total, like, weenie line. Like,
there's a lot of great lines in Aliens. Like, I forget the name of the...
Aliens is a great movie.
Yeah. The really tough Colonial Marine, like the tough lady one.
Oh, Vasquez?
Yeah, and he's like, you're so bad, Vasquez, or whatever he says. Like, damn, Vasquez, you're bad, or whatever. That's making my list.
I gotta tell you, I'm not promoting this, but the Paramount summer movie series has Aliens on the list.
What?
Yes, and I'm looking very forward to that.
I'm gonna open a new page and look for that Vasquez quote real quick. Aliens, bad, Vasquez.
While you're doing that,
they have to listen.
Oh, sure.
No, I'm joking. You can go ahead.
I thought of one during the break. It's from my favorite movie in my head. It is Zoolander, because I say that because it's a terrible movie. It's not very good. But then the further away you get from it and the more you think about it, you're like, oh, there was good stuff in there. Let me watch it again. And then you watch it again and you remember it's terrible. But Will Ferrell's character was named Mugatu. And so every time now someone says, you got to, then we inevitably say, Mugatu?
Mugatu?
And then it's followed by, no, Derek, the slaves. Because I think about the part when they're in the cemetery talking to David Duchovny. And that cracks me up every single time.
Yeah, Oh, Zoolander.
Yeah.
We could really write an essay on that thing.
I feel like I have already.
Because it really is like one of these movies, like what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
You remember it fondly, but then you watch it and suffer through it because it's not, it's stupid.
And I really don't, I wish I had another example for that, but I can't think of another movie that fits that criteria, that fits that scenario better than Zoolander.
It's a movie that really it tricks me because I've rewatched it twice now, being like because I remember I was in like a computer lab, and on campus this was years ago, at, you know, UT whatever, and the computer lab had like a little thing where you could grab a paperclip, and this guy who was a proctor or whatever at the lab, and he was obviously a real just fiercely type A nerd, came over and he's like guys, okay, look. Someone mixed in the giant paper clips with the small paper clips. I spent forever separating these paper clips. I didn't want to waste my time if you're just going to mix up the paper clips. Here's where the small ones go. And then this guy, also in the lab, waits a beat and he goes, what are these paper clips for ants? And it was great. It was a great line. I was laughing up at, you know, whatever on my computer. And I was like, man, Zoolander, that's a good movie. Watch it again. No, it's not. It's terrible.
It's really not.
But yeah, like Hansley's so hot right now is like another perfect example.
Yes, exactly.
Line read. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
My name is Frey.
Frey?
Frey with an F.
How do you spell that?
F-R-A-Y.
All right, Frey.
Frey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, S. So, I heard F. Sorry.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I was listening to you guys. You're obviously delayed, or I'm ahead of the radio.
Yeah, why don't you turn off your radio when you're talking?
It is off.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Easy.
But, when I called, I realized that you guys were still talking. So I have one favorite. I can't believe you guys were talking about Zoolander. That's not even the 80s.
Why does it have to be 80s?
I thought you said it was 80s.
No, not at all.
No,
okay.
No, we're just talking about...
I have a favorite 80s.
All right, you talk, I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Blade Runner.
Sure.
Rutger Hauer on the roof at the very end. I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. That's one of my favorite lines of all time.
That is a good one.
That is a good line. It's like, jump ship's on fire or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
see, that to me, it wasn't so much...
something.
Yeah, it wasn't so much how he said it or what it was. It was a combination of what it was and also that how that dude looks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the whole scenario and how he said it, and that was just great.
That's a good one.
That's
yeah.
A good one. Thanks for calling in, Sray.
Thank you, Sray.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Another one for me is Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
The Fellowship of the Ring.
Go on.
You and I have watched this movie about 30 times because of a job we had to do.
Yes. I really feel the need to tell people because of a job. Yeah, there's no other way I would have watched that.
We did a masterpiece run of the show. And so the first one, there's Pippin, played by, what's that guy's name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Dominic Monaghan.
No? It's the other
one. Oh, right. Yeah,
not Charlie from Lost. Blah, blah, blah. The other guy, whose name I can't think
we
of.
We all know.
Yeah, you know that guy.
We get it.
He was Master and Commander.
oh, The Far Side of the World.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, poor Master Commander. That was supposed to be like a series of movies.
I really like Master and Commander.
I've heard nothing but great things about it. But
oh, you never saw it?
No, I never did.
It's got a good Paul Bettany in it.
I heard, yes.
Paul Bettany, yeah.
Yeah, Paul Bettany.
Man, that dude is huge in Greece.
yes.
Also in just random Eastern European countries.
And speaking of Greece, our wishes go to Jeff Conaway on his passing.
Yeah. You know, I was like, who's Jeff Conaway? And you guys were like, oh, he played...
Kaneki from Greece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I never saw Greece.
Yeah, no shit.
No intention to.
That thing stinks.
And then you're like, yeah, he's in Taxi, and I couldn't place him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was like, I don't know who he is, and you kept saying Kaneki, I thought it was his name on Taxi, but he's Rieger, right?
Right.
Yeah, of course. And so I saw a picture of him today, and of course, people age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to look different. That's not a surprise to anyone. But I haven't seen him since.
Yeah.
So, like, it was... Saw him on Taxi, and then here his like last known photograph,
mm-hmm.
and it was just like, oh my god!
Especially when his whole character on Taxi was he was a struggling actor, like he was trying to make it on his good looks, and he was a good looking guy. And then you see him, especially when you get that like that cocaine age where it just ravages your you know ravages your face and your skin and just your whole person. And that was our last image of him, and it was just really sad. What else was I going to say about you? Oh, but again, I made this, I'm sure a lot of people have made this comment, but congratulations to Dr. Drew on another successful conversion to the land of sobriety. He's really doing God's work.
I used to really like that radio show back when, he didn't always used to be awful, right?
Right. He was.
He wasn't always a fame whore, was he?
No. It didn't really seem that way. He was genuinely trying to help people and he had just found a way to be entertaining at the same time. But then, man, he should do an intervention on himself about addiction because he really seems... addicted to fame now.
Yep. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Who is this?
This is David.
Hey, David.
Yeah, I had a good one from Tombstone.
Oh, sure.
I mean, there's a couple of the obvious ones, you know, the Val Kilmer lines, but when Kurt Russell is screaming about how, you know, he's coming and hell's coming with him. And just like it, that line makes me cringe. I almost don't want him to be doing it at all.
because so
like,
it's just...
like that look on his face when he's like, I don't know, it's just...
Yeah, it's clearly sort of, it's... That's one of those moments where you feel a movie has been written. And you're like, that came too easily and was too dramatically, you know, delivered.
There's a lot of dialogue. Yeah, because there's more where he's like, you skin that smoke wagon and see what happens or whatever. But yeah, but that Val Kilmer line when what's that guy's name? Lowell from Cheers? Not from Wings, excuse me.
From Wings. Thomas Hayden Church.
Yeah, he was like, you're probably so drunk you're seeing double. And then Val Kilmer's like, well, I got two guns, one for each of you. That was a really good line read.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, and then the, you know, of course, the I'm your Huckleberry line or whatever.
Oh, sure. Yeah. that's America's quote now.
America's quote about Huckleberry. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye.
David calling in or thinking about that just reminded me of L.A. Confidential.
Oh, sure.
He's got
yeah.
so much great dialogue because it's written to be great.
Uh-huh.
It's not, these are not just lines. But there's... Oh, man. The interrogation scene.
Yes.
So it's this masterful scene.
Yes.
And what's his face? Man, I feel like I'm saying that a lot today. I should think about character's name before I think of him. But now I can't. Guy Pearce.
Right.
Guy Pearce is in there, and he's got two guys in these different like interrogation rooms, and he keeps using a loudspeaker so they hear each other.
Mm-hmm.
But he's talking to this one guy, and he's like, heard they called you sugar in prison because you gave it out so sweet. But... I think, I don't know if it was that suspect or the other one, because he goes up, he's like, heard you like to shoot dogs. And he goes, dogs ain't got no reason to live. And I just, the way he said that is just so, like, first of all, it's a really creepy quote,
uh-huh.
but he was like so adamant about it, like, how dare you bring up dogs? Like, it's, heard you shoot dogs. Why wouldn't you? They got no reason to live. I don't know. That line always tickled me the way he read it.
That's so funny that you bring up dogs, because it triggers the line from Snatch. Where Brad Pitt's talking to the two guys, or you know, the two guys are visiting his pikey, you know, community.
I think it's parky, but go ahead, yeah.
Eh, whatever.
Well, yeah, whatever.
But he's like, you like dogs? And then the guy sort of struggles and he goes, oh, dogs. And then, like, very condescendingly, he goes, yeah, I like dags. And I always hated that. I was like, oh, you're such a jerk to him. Why would you be that way? But I always love that line.
That's a good line. Yeah. But Lord of the Rings is what I was talking about.
Yes.
Billy Boyd is the actor's name.
Okay.
I was about to say, isn't it like Johnny English? But I feel like Billy Boyd is such an English name.
I feel like Johnny English is the most English name.
Thank God it's not Linda Clearspot today. She would have given us an English glare. A proper English screw you.
Yes, she would have thrown her tea at us from the lift.
All right.
Because she's on an elevator.
Now I hope she's not listening. Very, very nice person.
Yes, of course.
We were thrown under the bus. Or a double-decker bus. Anyway, boy. So Billy Boyd, who plays Pippin, there's two moments. One where they're at the Prancing Pony,
uh-huh.
I believe, and Frodo like slips and the ring goes flying. But Pippin goes, steady old, like that. And it's just, it's basically like a watch where you're going, but he's such a jerk when he says it. Like,
yeah.
Steady old. And there's another one where they're at some place, who cares, but they're supposed to be keeping a low pro. And basically, you know, they're trying to hide.
Uh-huh.
And Frodo wakes up and his stupid hobbit friends are cooking some food.
Yeah.
And so Frodo's like, put it out, you fools, you know, like super, you know, hobbity.
Right.
But then Pippin just goes, oh, nice, like that. Which is like totally like my friends would say, like if you, what do you call it? Like if you were to steal their drink or screw up in some way that like damages something of theirs. I've just been like, oh, yeah, real nice, pal. Yeah.
I'm a little surprised that he didn't say a smooth move X-Lax at that part of the movie.
Exactly. Yeah, it's this movie where it's like, like the knights of old used to drink from these waters. And this guy's just like, oh, nice.
I just got a text from my parents who it just said the outlaw Josie Wales. And so apparently I have to pull the quote that they're referencing. But I think I know the one because my dad used to say it all the time. And it's, I can't even, here's the thing, I can't remember the scene, I just know the quote from my dad, but the quote is, move your left hand slowly so I can count the hairs on your hand, but it's,
What does that mean?
Well, it's, you know, move it slowly enough to where,
because
he doesn't want any sudden movements, but that's the thing, I'm so far removed from that movie, I just hear my dad saying it, and that doesn't translate well to the audience.
I mean, there's tons of like, you know, funny action movie lines or something like that. There's, I remember the movie Blade.
Yeah.
Had a line at the end, like its closing line, you know, where he like finally like, you know, it's hasta la vista, baby. Like he just wasted Stephen Dorff. Oh no, Stephen Dorff. Yeah. It's like, so we got Wesley Snipes in the lead. We want like a real tough hombre for him to go against someone to real pose the challenge. How about Stephen Dorff? Not so much.
I feel like his name did in his acting career.
You know what? He could have, if he changed like Stephen D.
Yeah.
Or he should have changed it around. Is it really? It could have been Stephen Fraud.
Stephen Ford.
Stephen Ford.
Just be Stephen Ford. Fraud. Attorney at law.
Yeah. That's what Stephen Ford, CPA. No offense if you're a CPA, but your name's probably fraud.
Yeah. A little offense, though.
Anyway.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the line at the end of that movie where he finally wastes that dude and he goes, some MFers always try to ice skate uphill. And just kind of like, what?
What?
Like, really? That's the line like Blade had in his pocket?
I wonder if that Wesley Snipes said that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if that was a Wesley Snipes ad lib. Because as we all know, he is bat-ass insane at this point now. Yeah. And so I wonder if just the director was so tired of it, was like, leave it in. That makes no sense. A vampire wouldn't say that.
Now, a movie that gets overquoted way too much, mm-hmm. although I never got sick of it, Anchorman.
Absolutely.
I love the hell out of that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But some of my favorite lines to quote are not like the, you know, I'm a kind of a big deal or whatever, like right. My home smells like rich mahogany. There's two lines right in a row when Ron Burgundy's on his downfall. One where he goes, milk was a bad choice. It's pretty good. But there's another one where he goes, lady in the red dress, all right. In fact, there's another line, because, man, that movie, mm-hmm. I guess they filmed like this entire second plot.
Yeah.
That, you know, in fact, if you buy like the special edition or something of Anchorman, it comes with this extra Ron Burgundy adventure, which is all the unused footage culled together.
Right.
And the fact that they're able to make
a second movie with a completely different plot.
Yeah, I really wonder like how. I never really followed up on the story of that movie. Like, how did that happen to where they just had like abandoned this plot halfway through? Mm-hmm. But there's a beginning. There's a part in the beginning of that footage where he's walking to the newsroom or something. Ron Burgundy, Will Ferrell, of course, and
yes.
Somebody hands him a gyro or a hero, whatever you want to call
euro.
It. Euro. And he goes, he said something like, "Thanks, Mikos," and just. I just, the fact that his name was Mikos out of nowhere just always got me.
Yes. During the break, I was trying to think of movies. Uh-huh. But the one that comes to mind, it isn't even a quote. Yeah. It's a gesture. It's from the Blues Brothers, where they go to that fancy restaurant to get, anyway, not important.
It was a like, guitar player, right?
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember his name.
Oh, no, wait. He was
No, because Matt Guitar Murphy was at the Soul Food Restaurant.
That's right.
Oh, man. I haven't seen Blues Brothers in months. But yeah, they go to the fancy restaurant, and the waiter is pouring the champagne, and Elwood Blues pulls out his wine glass, and the waiter goes, "Wrong glass, sir." And Elwood Blues just kind of goes, like motioning with the glass, like, "I don't care," but he's got a mouthful of rolls, and I love that every single time. It's just perfect, like, But that's not a quote, and that doesn't play well on the radio.
Boo, you lose.
I do. Ah, darn it. I didn't know we were playing.
Mac Blake wins.
I was alive the whole time.
Yep. Let's take a break.
Let's do that.
Oh, this is me.
Let's do that.
Jeepers, I forget how we run this show.
It's all right. But yeah, we've got the final leg after this song. So jump on in. 472-5667. Again, don't call during the song. We won't answer it. We will sit here and stare at it and have a conversation like, should we answer this? Absolutely not. Every single time.
Handsome Furs got a new album coming out. It is called Sound Capital, capital with a K. I think they're commies, but this is Repatriated. More mascot winning show after this, right, guys? Right, Handsome Furs?
Oh, no.
This is iPod in, right? What am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
There we go. Uh-oh. Dropping the hammer. That was off their forthcoming album, Sound Capital, The Handsome Furs with Repatriated. Oh, my name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hanna. The phone number is 472-5667. We're coming down the home stretch, clearing the way for the clear spot.
We are squarely in the Rahm McDaniel second half of the show.
That's right.
There you are, R. McD.
We had to make sure to say the McDaniel part.
Yeah, Rahm McDaniel. As requested, but we thank him for donating during our pledge drive.
Of course.
One more. If you have a movie line that you're obsessed with and you want to call in and or tweet it at us, we'll read it. But one more thing I want to say about it is, of course, that anything Nicolas Cage says ever.
Yes, that's true.
After a certain point is probably pretty quote-worthy because he's kind of insane.
He's cuckoo bananas.
Yeah, there you go.
But I think we all, man, I wonder how aware he is of that now, though. Because I wonder if he's making movies like Drive Angry or whatever the season of The Witch was. That's right. I wonder if he's making those in earnest. I know he's making them for money because he's flat broke. But if he knows that people are going to champion them because he's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's got to be a weird way to go through life, knowing that people love you because you're insane.
You could take any piece of dialogue from Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Yes.
And just put that aside.
Port of Call, New Orleans.
That's right, Port of Call, New Orleans. P-O-C-N-O.
I'll tell you what. I wanted to hate that movie. That was a fantastic movie.
That movie had the worst thing I ever laughed at in it. When he tells that old lady she is what's wrong with America or something like that. Awesome.
Yeah.
But also awful.
Yeah.
Because he's threatening a woman, old lady with a gun.
Oh, man.
Doesn't he smack her?
He takes her tube and sort of. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
That was the moment. Okay.
Anyway. That was rough stuff, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on, David?
Boo. I don't know. You want to pull up that thing? We've got a couple minutes. It's just maximize it. So, Mac Blake, we live in a great world.
Oh boy, I'm terrified of this, I gotta tell you.
Where convenience is convenient for all of us. There is a new invention that is going to, a new creation that's going to hit the market. It's called the Candwich.
Pop the top, ready to eat. New flavors coming soon.
So what the Candwich is, it's a Pringles can full of a hoagie bun, a packet of peanut butter, a packet of jelly, and what is that other thing there?
That's a Laffy Taffy.
A Laffy Taffy for dessert.
Gross.
You know, to treat yourself after this meal.
Disgusting.
Yeah, so it's a sandwich in a can. And I saw this on the news, and I thought, first of all, that can't be real. Then, of course, it is real, and it's hitting shelves soon. But then I thought, we need to put a mascot winning correspondent on this. I want someone to try this, because I'm not trying it.
Well, you know what? Last time, Chris, wasn't it?
Chris.
Or was it Will?
Oh, I'm going to say Chris.
I think it was Chris.
Yeah.
But anyway, our listener last week graciously called in and reviewed Law & Order LA.
Yes, he did. Because Camille turfed out.
Camille totally turfed out. But here's the thing, David Bro.
Yeah.
Is that
yes.
Back in the day, that's something you and I would have taken a bullet for. Have we gotten soft in our success?
Wow.
Because we took had the double down. Had the McRib.
Mm-hmm.
We watched some awful stuff.
Yeah. Look, I don't want an entire segment of our show to fall to the wayside. If you're telling me to take a bullet on this.
I'm saying I'll take a bullet. If you can find me a Candwich, I'll eat it.
Max, stop right there.
Yeah.
We'll take a bullet together.
Oh, it's beautiful.
If it means taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
Which is, oh, there he is. Man, if you want to take that from movie to TV, Arrested Development, ding, ding, dang. That thing, that thing wins.
Yeah.
My own selfish brother, Michael. That's what the show is.
That's something else entirely. Yeah.
That's
all. But yeah.
Those are supposed to be funny.
Exactly.
They're just like weird throwaway lines.
But they are perfectly delivered.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. If you were to read scripts of that show, again, that probably would make no sense. But just the conviction with which they believed every word that they were saying.
No, I think if you read scripts of the show, you'd still think it was really funny. But definitely the line read.
Yes.
They helped. But yeah, but like lines like, you know, hey, you know, like dogs don't have reason to live. You'd be like, what?
What an odd
dogs
thing
ain't got no reason to live. All right. So scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, how did this show go by so fast?
Seriously, man, we need. But great stuff again. Let's fit them in.
Just
yeah.
Real quick.
Real quick.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I called during y'all's speed break or something when the music was gone.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we're not going to pick up then. What are we, suckers? What's going on?
Man, that one guy dropped a bomb about Tombstone. Powers Booth, I guess the day after they shot one of the Wyatt, or the brothers,
mm-hmm.
And they're all so sad, slinking off out of town. I think they'd about given up, and he's just so impersonable. Like, oh, well, bye.
That's a really good Powers Booth. Well, bye.
I just cannot be affected by it. It was wonderful.
Awesome. But, what's your name?
Oh, Aaron. My favorite, and I don't know if anybody ever watches this movie, Ravenous, the cannibalism movie.
I have not seen it.
No, I haven't.
Oh, man. Got Robert Carlyle on it. And
Guy Pearce.
And they are taking him back to some cave where he's, you know, everybody's eating each other, kind of like the Donner Party.
Yep.
And they don't know him yet that well, and he's in their tent in the middle of the night, and they, you know, someone starts screaming, and they turn on the lights real quick, and he's got blood smeared across his mouth and all
that.
Yeah, we're running out of time. What's the quote here?
Hurry it up.
Oh, sorry, yeah, he's like, well, the guy's like, there's a guy had a wound on his stomach because he fell down the mountain. He's like, he just can't spit it out. He was licking me. I don't know. I love it.
Great
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's just stop playing your head, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
All right, but thank you for calling. Right, we got to go.
Yeah, we got to go. We're Mascot Wedding. We'll be back next week. Let's go out with the OCs from the Castlemania album. Great stuff. This is The Whipping Continues. Clear Spot's coming up next. Goodbye, Mac.
Whipping Continues. That's great. Goodbye, David.
Bye, Austin.